something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
See, you're the king's kid. Be fresh. So you want to talk to somebody about Jesus and you don't want that person. Can we have a break? You don't want that. You want that fellow listening with full attention. So you have to take care of the details. Come on, somebody. Now, y'all are so quiet. So quiet now. I remember some years ago, and we were trying to minister to a certain gentleman, you know, years ago. He was actually a minister at the time. I hope he's still in the ministry. But, you know, we laid hands on him to pray for him. I've forgotten whatever reason we were praying for him. But as we had our hands on him, I had to turn my nostrils upward. I couldn't take it anymore. The head on which we laid our hands, that head was smelling terribly. Maybe it hadn't seen water a long time. In Jesus, I had to hurry up the prayer. Thank you, Father. Amen. And when he was gone, Lord Jesus, I just had a deliverance after he left me. What am I saying to you? It's important. Because you're a child of the King. You're a child of the King. Some of you don't know why you lost a job. You may have lost a job when you came in for the interview. Soon as you entered the place, the smell came with you. And that guy behind the desk made up his mind, you are not coming in. No matter how good you are, no! Did you ever ask someone to come do something for you and you had to step out? You just, Lord Jesus. You don't want that in your life. Tell somebody, be clean. I know Jesus said, ye are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. So you take this word now and go and use it at home. It'll keep you fully clean. So you are clean now, huh? Through this message I just preached to you. You will finalize it at home with clean water. Thank you very much. Praise God forevermore. He had made us kings. He had made us kings and priests. He had made us kings and priests. So I said, tonight we'll go into that second part of that verse. And priests. We are priests. And we defined that yesterday. Who is a priest? Again, book of Hebrews, the 8th chapter. Let's get the word definition. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Do you sense victory in the air? Yeah. I feel it in the spirit. It's here. Wow. Whoosh. I'm reading from verse 1. Now, oh, glory to God. This message is changing our lives. It's working in us. We will be better at the end than how we were when we came. Glory to God. You're living here a better man, a better woman. You're living here better than when you came. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boy, am I glad. Thank you, Lord. Going back better. Going back improved. Wow. Now, verse 1, chapter 8, book of Hebrews. Of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to... Now, watch it. Every high priest is ordained for a special function, he says. Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Who is a high priest? In the Gospels, another term was used. Chief priest. The high priest is the chief priest, meaning he is the number one priest. In the days of the kings, they had a deputy. They called him the second priest, meaning there was a first priest. The first priest was the chief priest, which is the high priest. The deputy was the second priest. Do you understand? And then there were many priests. So he says, the high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. So the priests were a class of people who were given a responsibility to offer gifts and sacrifices. And as you study in the Word of God, you discover certain other things that they were asked to do. Now I said there was a ministry to God and a ministry to man. The priest's ministry to God was to offer sacrifices, gifts and sacrifices to God on behalf of the people. They had a ministry to the people. The ministry to the people was to teach them the Word of God, to lead the people in the worship of God, to teach, to lead in worship, to lead in spiritual things, to lead the people in prayer. They were the custodians of divine revelations. They taught them. The prophets didn't teach. The prophets brought the revelation and preached it. Many of them were seers and leaders like generals of the army. But the priest carried the presence of God. He taught the details of the revelation. Are you still there? So, these several functions of the priest, the Bible shows us. But I want to major this time on a certain area of the ministry of the priest. Because the Bible says, he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. And I began by asking you from yesterday, what does God think about us? What does he want us to do? What's on his mind? Why do we pray the way we do? A lot of us are concerned about our needs. Now, all the time we're trying to find out how to get God to do something for us. A lot of times we're trying to find out what more we should do so that we can get something that we want. Does God like it? He doesn't. Why? Because he already made us kings. And that presupposes that we ought to understand that we are heirs. That the world belongs to us. We don't have any needs. But you don't understand it because you're a child. You don't have any needs. There's nothing that you should be asking for in this world. Paul said, the world is yours. Has that come home to you? Have you come to understand that? You're not in need of anything. The world belongs to you. Maybe you haven't thought about it. But that's what the Word of God says. The world is yours. It was willed to Abraham. And the Bible says if ye are heirs, if ye are Abraham's seed, ye are heirs according to the promise. If ye are Abraham's seed, then we are heirs. And you know what? We are Abraham's seed. And we are heirs of that which was promised to Abraham. And guess what? The real number one seed of Abraham has come. He has taken the possession. That which was promised to Abraham has become his. And his name is Jesus. And we are joint heirs with him. And so the Bible says, if ye belong to Christ, ye are Abraham's seed. And therefore heirs. Hallelujah. So we have come into our inheritance. That which was promised to Abraham and his seed has become ours. And you only begin to enjoy it as a king when you come to office. When you move from being the technon of God to the heirs of God. You are born the technon of God. That's the son of God. Hallelujah. But you are raised to become his adopted son. Then you can rule and reign with him. They which receive. I want you to notice. He didn't say they which receive grace. But they which receive the overflowing of grace. What do you mean by overflowing? First, the vessel is full. And it's still pouring. It gets full to the brim. It's still pouring. Then it starts overflowing. And that overflow out of his belly shall flow gushers of living water. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Well, that's why I'm running with you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.